Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, let's go. You're running with Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Tuesday, and it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a productive one. Hopefully, it's going to be a smooth one for you this June 3rd. Lot to discuss. Finals, 2 days away. Yeah, we'll be talking plenty of Pacers versus OKC, obviously, but plenty more. Plenty more to discuss, including what's going on, what continues to go on in college athletics. You know, something John and I didn't discuss. Our man, Ryan Silverfield, who we have great expectations for, the Memphis football coach. I saw them tweeting about the EA Sports dropping. The EA Sports 2026 College Football Memphis Edition going to drop here soon, and it's getting me ready. I don't know about y'all. For college football season. We'll discuss that because there's been some changes since last year, the first year. We had John play it. He was our guinea pig. I'm eager to go back and discuss because there's been some changes for this new one. And we'll see. We'll see if it matches up with what needed to happen. We'll see if our man Silverfield's on that thing. Plenty to discuss there. I know who's not on it, Bill Belichick. And guess what, John? As of June 1st, did you see this news? His buyout dropped.
Yep.
From 10 to 1. $1 million. Now, it might not mean a thing at this point. Nobody seems to want him, right? But that did change. He's not on the game, and neither is Deion. Now, why wouldn't Deion sign up for?
Good question.
Too big, right? Too big. Controls his own brand.
Probably didn't pay him enough.
Because Bill didn't sign up for the NFL version, they were saying.
He never signed up. Yeah.
So we expect that from him.
Correct.
But Deion not in it. We saw Deion in right now, still defending his son. We didn't have the headphones on going into the interview. What are people talking about?
Yeah.
Where did that information come from? Deion says it's wrong.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to figuring it out.
Is it possible that his kid lied to him? That it could be Deion's truth, but maybe not the truth?
I think it's possible that things get lost in translation. I think it's possible that, you know, people sometimes hear what they want to hear.
Through 6 different coordinators, John, my boy rose.
Yep, he did.
So how did he fall to the 5th?
You know, a lot of teams, man, had a chance. And they all passed. So,
Including his mentor
quite a bit. I mean, passed, what, 5 different times? Maybe more?
Something.
They kept trading back, in fact. They didn't even use the pick. They traded back. You know, people identified the Raiders as a spy, but they have their QB of the future. And his name is Geno Smith.
Stop.
He is. He's the present and the future, man.
What I really can't understand is that they're pitting him against a third round selection and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, ridiculous. Really dumb. Really dumb.
Anyway.
I mean, how many times has a team taken two late round quarterbacks? Like, what's the point? What is the point?
Like the Hunger Games?
I don't know.
Who survived?
And Kenny Pickett's their incumbent with Flat. I mean, it's just a mess. It's a mess in there.
Yes, it is.
We'll get to all of that today here on the show. It's Tuesday, June 3rd, which means we're one day closer to the opening game of the NBA Finals. George pointed out I was wrong to be looking ahead to the NBA Finals when the Stanley Cup Finals start tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I guess technically George is right, but you got to tell him how we do it around here.
Yeah.
That might be how they do it
right
from 2 to 4.
Or yeah, I don't know. Right. I don't. In fairness,
at least on Tuesdays and Fridays when Tim is on, because, you know, he's all on that.
All
he's
on, that
he's on everything.
He's all on that tip. Now, listen, John, you tell George when we hit that.
Right.
We hit the
typically, hooks. Like, if there's a Game 7, we'll
that's it.
Do about a two-minute preview on a Game 7 Stanley Cup Final.
I can work with that.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe a late rundown item?
No.
Not even a opener? Who to bet on? John said no. Maybe if it goes 7 games, we'll discuss.
Yeah,
we can work with that.
I can't recall a time where we've actually, like, other than me betting on the Vegas Golden Knights or something.
You're
like,
telling me you're not betting on this stuff?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he told me that earlier because I asked the same thing. I was like, you don't have anything going? He's like, gotten burned.
I picked two hockey bets this year, lost both. See, everybody wants to hear about the losers. There you go. It's the hockey bets. Those are the losers.
I picked up on the other day. Guys betting college baseball.
Yep.
I could sniff it out. I heard him talking around the offices.
Because he's winning.
Trying to get tips.
Because he's winning.
Yeah. I had one
he's looking
bet.
For my point is he's looking around for something right now while NBA is gone, isn't he?
Yes.
I'm surprised you haven't hit hockey.
No.
I really am.
Well, obviously we haven't really had any because of the Stanley Cup Finals, but I bet a couple. See, like one of the games that I bet was when, and this is just an edge I thought I had, one of the players' dads died the day of. Like the game.
Oh, I saw that.
I can't remember his name. He played for the
actually scored a goal in the loss.
Yes. What's his name?
Mark Scheifele.
Right. Thank you. I'm like, okay, listen, I remember when Brett Favre's dad died and he came out and he threw for like 700 yards in the Raiders.
Against your team. All right? That's why you remember
the experience. I was like, there's no way. Like, it's the dead dad of the day of the game angle. Rest in peace to his dad. Because it was unexpected, too, right? That was the other part. Brett Favre's dad's death was unexpected. This gentleman's dad's death was unexpected. So I'm like, it's just the way the universe works. Like, he's going to win the game. Like, and he
scored.
took the lead.
I was about to say, you didn't take any time goal score. You took
the team money line.
Yeah.
I took the team, whoever it was. I don't remember who it was.
He took the whole team effort.
Who was it?
Mark Scheifele.
Now, who's the team?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, yeah. Complete
didn't
choke
artist.
Didn't
they only score the one goal
yes.
in that game?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Dad tried.
Good story.
Dad tried. He did what he
could
do.
Even though we've prayed for him then.
Dad can't play defense and score. Right, I mean, it's just.
Well, you just. You
I
want to
say that was also like
place.
A series-ending game. Like that handshake line was.
It was. Yeah. That's why I was like tough. Elimination game. This tough. Is a Disney movie, dead dad angle, not the edge it used to be.
Something about that you deserve to lose.
It was an edge.
He did. I can tell by the way George laughed. He did. That's an acknowledgement of the truth. You deserve to lose going in there for dead dad edge.
He could have hit on it too. He just he went
no,
too.
If any time score, he would have hit. He tried.
Exactly.
He got greedy.
But I think I
got greedy.
What, yep. I mean, I obviously yes. Looking back, I wish I would have done that. But you know, you just never know until it's over. But obviously, the dead angle now 1-1. Going back to 2003.
Yeah, you didn't capitalize, and that's
Brett Favre in that game.
You just had it done to you.
You talk about touched by an angel.
Wasn't that a Monday nighter or something?
Yes.
A prime time. I remember that.
I mean, that thing. Man was literally getting hit, blindfolded, broken neck, throwing the ball. No, I mean, and he was completing every pass. I've never seen anything like it. I'm like, my God, man. He's like, this is what my dad would have wanted. I bet he would have. Man, threw for 800 yards.
That we revisited at least once a year.
9 touchdowns, Brett. And turns out, you know, Brett, terrible human being.
I continue to see the Netflix preview. I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it up yet.
I can't do it.
I already know.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the testimony.
I already know.
Yeah.
Thieving.
The story is like he was like stealing government money to pay for
basically welfare, right?
Yes. For a volleyball facility or something for Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm. State money. Well, for money for poor folks.
Mm-hmm. In the state of Mississippi.
Come on, man.
Where you're from, you should know better. Well, I mean, what? Of all the places to steal from.
I'll tell you what, them Green Bay quarterbacks, boy.
Well, don't put.
I'm gonna put him in
Aaron
there.
Aaron has not done anything illegal.
He might not be
illegal.
Breaking the law,
right?
But he is an arrogant, you know what?
He is.
I bet you he considers himself above the law. I'm just saying, there's a lot with those two in there.
There is a lot.
Back to back Hall of Famers, two championships.
But I think even Aaron would say this is too much. I can't.
I don't think Aaron would steal from the poor. Now, I could be wrong.
That is just so bad. But that night. On Monday Night Football, he was great. He was the best maybe we've ever seen for a game. Go back and watch. If you've forgotten, go back and watch. Go back and watch those highlights. Brett Favre against the Raiders, Monday Night Football, after his dad died. You'll literally think he's the best ever did it.
400, I think.
It's crazy. 900,000 yards in one game. Unbelievable. All right, lots to get to on the show today. Jessica Benson is going to join us at 11:25 or so. We'll talk to her about the offseason NBA Finals, who she's rooting for. You know, she got her. I'm sure you have seen the story, or maybe you haven't seen the story, but her husband had his vehicle stolen outside of a driveway that they were dog sitting for, with the wheel lock somehow.
What part of town?
That I do not. High Point.
Okay.
It was High Point. They live downtown. They've never had anything happen downtown. They go to High Point. Car gets stolen. I don't know if they've recovered it. I don't know what the update is.
Yeah.
But I know that happened on Friday.
Interesting. I have some. That's unfortunate. Obviously,
many people remember,
I have questions.
Many people remember my the story that I've told about my car getting stolen, the Camry back in 2005 when I befriended a gentleman who rolled up on a bike.
Yeah,
we started playing one on one for a few hours.
He took your mom's car.
Well, yeah, but when
a different deal.
When he stuck his defensive stance,
he just bullied you.
He had on jeans, right? And this is just how stupid I was. This man stuck his defensive stance, and a damn gun fell out of his pant leg. Now, my instinct was not to run and hide, right?
Right.
My instinct was like, hey, man, can you just put that out? I don't want to get my, like, leg blown off when you try to, like, take a charge or something in this game.
Right.
And he was like, oh, yeah, my bad. He just took it out, put it on a nearby rock. It was like nothing. I mean, he could have just bow, bow, and took the car right there. Instead, when we got done playing, he's like, hey, man, I'm really – oh, and here's the context. I was playing music out of my mom's car. Mm-hmm. So I had the burn CD going, had the doors open, music blasting, right, like a block party almost.
Yep.
He knew that. He goes, hey, man, let me get a – you got any water in there? You got something to drink? I said, oh, dude, cool. We've been going at it. You know, let me go get you some. Man, next thing I know, I see the headlights in the kitchen hit the ceiling. I said, oh, man, damn. He got my ass. Now, that was stupid.
Did he bring it back?
Oh, hell no, he didn't bring it back. What, it was a joyride? I mean, we did
you
end up.
You seem to know this brother.
We did end up getting this, the
this
car
was
back.
Not, this was not just some guy you didn't know. I mean, y'all hooped together.
For hours.
That's what I'm saying. So you
I
just,
thought I had a friend.
You just really got bullied.
Yeah, 100%.
By someone you knew.
Violated.
And he took your, I just wouldn't tell that story as much as you do.
I was 13. It was a hard lesson, and we it ended well because we got the vehicle back the same night.
Of course you did, because you got your mom called his mom.
Bro, no, we called the police. I didn't know this guy was a grown man. I was like 40 years old, probably.
Why are you playing 40-year-old dudes with guns and you're 13?
I don't know. He came up to the house. He was rolling on a bike.
So you just play with strangers?
Yeah. I mean, what was I supposed to do? Say, hey, man, I'm good. He would have shot my ass. he clearly would have popped my ass right then and there. It happened how it was supposed to happen. I'm here. I'm hopeful that Jessica Benson has some good news for us on her vehicle, her husband's vehicle at 11:25. Yeah. It's not fun to have to drive your significant other around all the damn time, you know?
Yeah. I pray they have that, that anti-theft stuff.
Yeah. Well, they had the wheel lock, but it didn't work.
Well, usually you can get like a GPS too, right? Sometimes with the newer stuff. Well, I don't know what Chris has.
Well, we'll talk to Jessica about that at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Wharton School of Business graduate, Raheem Palmer is going to join us.
Is it?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. That's not a joke. I wouldn't joke about his bona fides like that. Okay. His bona fides. Wharton School of Business, Ringer, the Ringer. He's going to come on and handicap the NBA Finals for us. You know, this could be the last week, you know, one of the last weeks we can talk NBA. So we'll see where he's at on this series. Maybe a little Giannis talk, because that's in the news now.
I saw.
With odds. I think the Raptors are the favorite right now?
No.
They're not?
Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Maybe the favorite of teams not named Milwaukee.
Okay, right.
The favorite is
right,
for,
right,
yeah,
right. Not but to, the not Bucks to are blow still favored for him to, mm-hmm. Got it. We'll talk to Raheem about all that at 125. So that is the show today. But George, as you know, we usually have a couple of things we do early in these shows. And today we're going to do a little thing we call Cap or No Cap. Let's get it. It was not High Point, by the way. That was a smoke screen. I'm not going to tell you where it was. So it was actually Frazier. All right. You're looking forward to playing with Ryan Silverfield.
They were dog sitting in Frazier.
On College Football 26, cap or no cap. Okay. That was a smoke screen, bro.
I am looking forward to getting on there and seeing if he's on there, if his likeness is on there. 300 coaches they've added this year. Because they apparently, and John can speak to this because he played the game, we didn't have coaches on last year. Lane Kiffin was one of those that said, I'd love to be on. He's on, and 300 in, others, including offense coordinators, defense coordinators. That means we got some Cramsey ball. And so, yeah, I mean, look, this Memphis offense, and yes, you have to say it with Seth Hennigan, that's been a top 20, top 25 unit, you know, top 10 there a couple of years ago. You know, yeah, like to see what they look like now with a new look quarterback and everything else. But no, I'm really just hopefully a sign of the times, right? That Memphis football with Ryan Silverfield as its face is ready to rise, John.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm looking forward to it, sort of in a symbolic way.
Well, I was asking if you look forward to playing with Ryan Silverfield. I mean, I don't know why you're changing the line.
Yeah, I'll let you play with him.
No, I asked you.
Y'all are friends.
I asked you if you were looking forward to it. So you say you're going to play with
like you played with dude.
John Summerall?
Like you played with dude. You like you played ball with dude. Let him take your mama's car.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mistake, man. That was a Yeah, I did. I let him. It was a long con. I got to give it to him.
Let me tell you something. Ryan Silverfield better not play with us.
Well, every time Memphis football comes up, we know we're going to get back to that. This is supposed to be a happy story about likeness.
It's funny. Gabe had me on yesterday and asked me one Memphis football question. I think there's a reason.
Oh,
for
he
that.
Knows. They know how to get your ass on.
So your expectations too high, fool.
That's right.
We don't even want to talk to you about Memphis football.
That's right. If you're not happy with,
I mean, we did 25 minutes. So I thought Gabe's football man. You know, I love talking football.
That's right.
NFL, sure, but I love talking some Tigers football and where we should be.
If you don't want to have a party over 9-3, we're not talking to you about it. And they know not to ask you about it.
Not one question. I was disappointed.
Well, yeah.
We did talk about the state of college football.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not what you really wanted to
discuss.
Well,
I just want to talk about expectations.
Look, I think it's
we
cool.
We did it with Jarvis last week.
We did.
What are we talking about here?
We did. And, you know,
they
I think they should be high. I thought he kind of tackled it, you know, mostly head on. You know, he acknowledges how kind of weird it is that there's been such success on paper, but, you know, you're still falling short.
Right.
You know, it is weird. It's awkward, you know, because you just, you know, if you would have told people that were stuck in 2002, hey, Memphis was going to win 10 games and they're going to win 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. But then you tell them, they didn't win the conference. They didn't even make the conference championship game in either of those years. It's just weird.
You can't be fighting apathy at a time.
Yeah.
And sure, there'll some that'll tell you the 10, 11 wins are great. And I had a fun time, sure, but your attendance says otherwise. You know, not winning conference titles says otherwise. That's the substance you need right now with the way that you are investing on that side. And so I think it's a very serious conversation at a time you're trying to put the best product in there possible. In a newly renovated building, right? You're trying to build that up. And so maybe it will happen with a new quarterback. Maybe in some strange way, Ryan just was destined not to win a conference title with Seth Hennigan as quarterback, as backwards as that sounds. I mean, it sounds, we'll probably, again, we've talked about, never see the likes of Seth again, where you got a guy that stays G5 despite having the power offers because of how loyal he is. You probably never get this again. Maybe he surprises us all and he's there with this kind of quarterback that we haven't seen in a while. If it's Brendan Lewis. I mean, AJ can move a little bit. He's more of the thrower, though, at 6'5". Brendan's got a little bit more of a runner-thrower to him, and we've talked about it. It's been a long time since you had a guy like that.
You brought up Brendan Lewis. This is probably the best place for me to say this because I thought about tweeting it, but it was, like, weird. I don't want to come off as, like, a stalker. But, like, there was, like, this TikTok about Memphis. I don't remember. It was kind of like talking down on Memphis. You know, you see a lot of that sometimes on TikTok, like, oh, you can't go here. It's this, that, the other. There was a video, and then there was a comment from somebody on this video about how Memphis is bad and how you don't want to go to Memphis. Blah, blah, blah. And the comment was...
Memphis football or just the whole program
the city,
in general?
The city.
Oh, the city. Okay,
talking about the city, not the football program, but the city. And there was a comment on this video about, you know, that was negative about the city and blah, blah, blah. And the comment was something along the lines of, I didn't grow up here. I just moved here. But I can honestly tell you that I love this place. It is awesome. It is better than anybody ever talks about. I love it. And it was a young woman. And so I went to the profile, and it's Brendan Lewis's girlfriend, wife. I don't know, fiance, maybe one of the three, right? Mm. And she was just raving about, you know, on this video, how much she loved Memphis, which I just found refreshing. You know, like somebody didn't live here, they move here, they probably hear all the stuff,
right?
And they come here and they love it, which tells me obviously that he's starting. I mean, he's gonna be your starter.
You have to win now,
right?
And there's so few situations. Seth was one of the last, you know, where guys are ready to start as freshmen, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, going into that season, that wasn't the case, right? It was an injury that ended up being the their starter that freshman year. But I'd like to see a system with both of them. But that's interesting. To go back to your point, which is much larger here, I think that's much more worth discussing. You know, that's we talked about it with the EYBL. I talked about it with Jeffrey Wright on his show. Like how successful that was, how you had all of college basketball in here, all those parents in here, and for the most part, everybody left happy at a time you also had the barbecue kind of. We've got to talk about the good that's happening, right? You also had another barbecue smoke slam operating simultaneously downtown. We've got a lot of good happening.
Absolutely.
We can get caught up. And rightfully so, because we have our flaws, we have this crime issue we've got to get a hold of, and we can get caught up, and then that's all that there is out there, when it isn't. You know, there are plenty of good things happening in our city, including, you know, what we've talked about, what's going on at the MSEC seemingly weekly. So we should be talking at least about the positive. That's not to ignore the things we need to get corrected.
Yep.
Because we do. We've got to get a handle on this crime situation, but... we've got a lot more coming on. So that's the point about all these, you know, you watch the news, you're scared to come out the cove. You know, Memphis is, but there's plenty of good going on, all over this town. And it's important to note those things.
100%. So it was just kind of interesting to see, like, you know, it was Brandon Lewis's, you know, fiance.
Had an outside perception of Memphis and comes and sees it.
And then she loves it. But again, her man is probably starting at QB. He's probably QB1. So I'd love Memphis too, bro. I get that NIL money. Go start, you know, somewhere. So, but anyway, yes, Jason is looking forward to playing with Ryan Silverfield on College Football 26. And Cramsey, you gonna get that playbook going?
Cramsey got a new kind of quarterback. I'll tell you what. You gonna? We'll see.
Yeah, Memphis actually will be a fun team to use maybe on the game.
A runner and a thrower, then you can go to the big boy, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind him,
yeah.
But I would have something for AJ early,
yeah,
because maybe early I'm ready to give it to him, depending upon what Brendan Lewis looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I would just I'm not sitting because I can't run the risk of losing him,
exactly.
John. I gotta keep him involved.
It's a
to
fine
keep
line.
Him
yep.
here at Memphis.
Yep.
Period.
It is a fine line.
Yeah.
All right, one more before we get to Jessica.
Cool.
Somebody overpaid for Penny Hardaway's old warm-ups. Is that cap or no cap?
Well, I think it was Parth that had the story. What was it, 50-something thousand? See, you've got a lot of the information over there from your outfit.
I think it was like 50, 52 some, and some odd.
52K. Penny Hardaway's Orlando Magic uniform auctioned off. And it wasn't just once worn. I think he also, in addition to wearing it in a preseason game, which would mean absolutely nothing, he did wear it in the playoffs. So you have a playoff worn, pretty sure. Yeah, game 3 of a first round series against the Pacers in '94. Okay.
Yep.
That makes it worth probably 50-something, 50K. I will say it's Champion.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that's the brand.
Yes.
It's not
the
Nike.
The Champion black mesh pinstripe number one Magic jersey sold along with a pair of Champion black pinstripe shorts and a black and blue Champion warm-up set. So that was before we switched over. Now, Champion used to be a, you know, used to be the, I mean, obviously an outfitter of the NBA. One of them. I don't think I realized, were they the only outfitter doing all the warm-ups? Maybe not. I don't think I realized that Champion was doing theirs in 94, but yeah, there you go. If it was Nike. Yeah.
It was Nike, it's probably triple that.
But because it was worn in the playoffs, John.
Right. It is a playoff worn.
I think to answer the question and to do it factually, yes, you probably have to go over 50. The winning bid was 52,360.
Right. Yeah, so it wasn't like.
I wonder what Penny put in a bid for that.
I doubt it.
Because you have plenty?
I assume. Yeah.
Already boxed up and the good stuff you've got already on display down in the wine cellar or somewhere or in the memorabilia.
Kind of surprised room. It wasn't golden, you know. Like I guess there's other auctions, but you know, I mean, you feel like an item like that, 52 grand, that's a lot, you know.
For a Champion warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you just frame that? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're gonna fold it up
and frame it.
All right. I mean, whoever bought it, I assume has a massive Penny Hardaway collection.
26 bids.
It's got to be like, you know, somebody's got like PSA 10 autos. It's got to be like all the Penny stuff.
That would have been me with that first bid at 2,500.
You're in. You're feeling good.
Yeah, I'm in. I set them, you know.
Just 25 more coming after.
No, I just don't. We can't go much higher.
We're going to get you a Ryan Silverfield warm up. It's Nike, just like you like. So. I mean I think 2,500 probably takes that down, like one of those jackets maybe.
Dude, I'm pulling for Silverfield. This is a big year.
It really is. It really is. Hopefully, it goes very smoothly, for him. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's worth whatever you're willing to pay for it. I mean, obviously, it's a rich guy that has a big Penny Hardaway collection. So if this completed his collection, there's probably no price that he wouldn't pay. I don't know, you know.
This was worn a preseason game in London against the Atlanta Hawks, 23 regular season games, and then game 3 of a first round series against the Pacers and in the 94 playoffs. Yeah, absolutely. It's worth over 50K. It was game worn several times.
Right. I guess we were low on warm-ups back then. I mean,
it's just weird that we wore
that many times.
Yeah. And is this happening for players all, you know?
No, I don't know.
This is a non, should be Hall of Famer, but not even a Hall of Famer.
Right.
This just going on every day. Hall of Famers, they're champions. From random years.
I don't think for 50K, I don't think that's, I think probably more like for like 2,500, you know? But he's just got such a cult of, you know, collectors, I assume, that, you know, he is, he's going to be a bigger ticket item. So.
Should be in the hall. I'd love to see his stuff. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? He probably could do a whole museum.
Yep.
With the stuff he's got.
Yep. And all the shoes over the years, no doubt about it. All right. We'll come back. Jessica Benson's gonna join us. She says she has a good update for us.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. We'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, how do you turn to family? ESPN. Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. Joins us every single Tuesday. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's here with us now, and I don't know, I don't want to oversell it, but we were talking about your situation, which again,
my ordeal,
parts unknown, okay, for people.
Yeah,
Frazier, Cordova, a lot of people don't remember or know, but what's the update? What do you have for us?
This morning, the police found my husband's car in an impound lot. We're going to retrieve that baby this afternoon. No idea what condition it'll be in, but it has been found.
So,
congrats.
They call you and say they found it? Like, how does that work?
I guess. I don't know. They called my husband. I've had to become an expert in what to do when your car gets stolen. This is just something that I had not experienced previous to last Thursday when I woke up to leave for work. And obviously I do a morning show, so I leave significantly earlier than my husband. And I went to pull out of a driveway where we were staying, and he had parked in front of the house the night before. And when I looked over my right shoulder to make sure I wasn't going to hit his car, it wasn't there. And so then getting a crash course in what you do after that has been the experience of the last 5 days. But I guess they told him that the outside of the car looks fine from what they can tell. They can't speak for the inside. So those are the parts unknown that we will be discovering when we go collect it later today.
Yeah, that's, well, you know.
Always a fun trip to the Memphis Impound.
I'm excited. I've never been there. It feels like a rite of passage.
Yeah, all walks. All walks of life.
It's definitely not something to be excited about. But, you know, to each their own.
My guess is going to be some cigarette butts in the car.
Ooh.
Oh,
I just hope. Look, he had a wheel lock on it, too, like on his steering wheel. So I'm going to assume that something not good happened to the steering wheel in order to get that sucker off. So, like, is it drivable? I don't know. That's all part of the adventure. But I say this sincerely. I was listening to you guys in the first segment talking about that person who, like, left a comment about how much they loved Memphis. Like, I love Memphis as much today as I loved it the day before Chris's car was stolen. And I say that sincerely. Like, a lot of people have tried to come for me and be like, oh, because I notoriously stand up for the city and talk about how it's more than the crime statistics. And now, like, I am a part of my family is a part of the crime statistic. But it is so much more than that. And so people want to come and be like, I told you, Memphis crime comes for everyone. And my reaction to it is it frustrating? Has it been annoying? Absolutely. But we're safe. It's a car at the end of the day. Luckily, fortunately, we have insurance, and they've been great working through this entire situation. And you get to a point where, like, all you can do is laugh about it. We're just dog sitting trying to make some extra money, and my husband's car got stolen along the way. So we'll be telling that story for years.
You will. You absolutely will. It does. It happens to us all. I had my car stolen forcefully. It was a very traumatic experience.
I'm so grateful that ours just came in the middle of the night, you know, never had to fear for my safety in the moment.
Yeah, I did. I did just sort of cover my own ass. I did tell my folks that I got hit in the back of the head, you know, just so it wasn't so like stupid, you know, you literally left the car running to come in here and get drinks. Like, what are you, stupid?
Yeah.
And I was. I was very stupid. You guys were victimized in a way that I simply was not. I was a victim of my own stupidity. But I'm glad to hear That, you know, I we'll see if how good the ending is, right? I'm hopeful for you.
I'm hopeful as well, but we'll see.
Yes. Okay, on to the NBA Finals. It's set. Is America a pacer?
Explain.
Like, is America an Indiana Pacer in this series? Are we all rooting for the Indiana Pacers?
I don't. No, I do think there are more people rooting for the Pacers than the Thunder, but I also feel like I've been sincerely influenced because all of my family in the Pacific Northwest, predominantly in the Seattle area, hates the Thunder for their past crimes of stealing their team. So, like, everybody I talk to family-wise just despises the Thunder. And from what I understand, like, if you want Indiana Light this Finals, look no further than Seattle, and I would assume other places in Washington who don't want anything good to happen to the Thunder in terms of winning an NBA title. But I guess the Pacers are the underdog, and America roots sometimes for an underdog.
I do wonder if you've been high on this OKC team the whole time, like they're due this cosmically, whatever else, just NBA rules dictate. They missed out on it. Sam Presti, the same GM, you know, sort of missed out on it with his then big three that ends up deteriorating. They get close, get to a finals, but don't make it. He's given the chance to get back. You look at what he's amassed off what he learned, and it just feels like their time to be the next Golden State or San Antonio.
Yeah, they're just so structurally sound. Yeah. And, like, structurally sound from the stance where you look at it and see everybody contracted through next year. And it's just very easy to envision a world where they have sustainable success over however many years they're able to take this thing. And a part of it is how they play and getting back to being a team that, you know, really takes pride in the defensive side. And we use the cliche, defense wins championships, for a reason. And if they go on to win, that'll certainly account for another example of that in a variety of sports. But they're really solid. And the thing that I think when you're looking at some of the similarities and why the Pacers at least theoretically could challenge them, and the Pacers, you know, take great care of the basketball and have some of the depth that you see from the Thunder. But when you look at the depth of the Thunder, like, their 5 through 8 are better, I think, than the Pacers 3 through 6, you know? So it goes even further. And the Thunder have the MVP. Like, think what you want about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but he has put together one of the most impressive seasons statistically and accolade wise that we've seen. And I know a lot of the conversation gets wrapped up into the him versus Jokic leading into the MVP naming, but he won it fair and square. And they have a guy along with a really solid roster around him. And I think ultimately, like, when we think of what makes a championship team, you look at something like the Thunder and say, that just makes a lot of sense that they won 68 games in the regular season and have done a pretty dominant job up to this point of getting to the NBA Finals.
How disappointed should that Knicks organization in terms of what was lost, right? The opportunity that was right in front of you. You could point to last season and say, I was talking about with John, oh, Pacers beat us, but we got hurt. You know, this year, no, you were healthy. And technically, you were supposed to be better having gone out and gotten Karl-Anthony Towns. And we certainly saw you know, a team put together to knock off the Celtics. They did that, and they sort of celebrated as if they'd won a championship almost. But, you know, having home court, the fact that it's this Pacers team that, sure, we respect them, but they hadn't done anything in terms of proving anything in postseason. This will be their first, you know, just their second finals trip in franchise history. How disappointed should the Knicks be in what was lost, what they lost?
I struggle with this because if you're the Knicks, like, you're always waiting and chasing that championship and that feel that from so long ago, and it feels like it's constantly elusive, and so it's always going to feel disappointing. But my God, they've made incremental progress for the last 4 years, and you talk about getting a step further this year and making it back to the Eastern Conference Finals and putting up a fight. And there is absolutely a universe where you think, God, if they just hadn't given up game one in historic fashion, certainly we could have been looking at a game 7 at Madison Square Garden and all that could have come with that. I think there's also, for me, what I was reminded of throughout that series is how little time from the offseason perspective Karl-Anthony Towns had when he got traded there. And so you get thrust into this and figuring out how he and if he and Jalen Brunson can work, right, you know, collaboratively together and with their defensive inefficiencies and what they're like flanked by all those wing players and if there's something, some kind of move to be made there. But ultimately, I think there was a lot of promise there that they can build on next year. And perhaps maybe the most promising thing is you saw a flexible Tom Thibodeau in those last two games. Like, I never anticipated that he would even flirt with going deeper into his rotation. And you see the minutes from Shamet and DeLon Wright. And that's where I'm like, if the Knicks can upgrade their bench and Thibs is willing to use that bench and not just run his players into the ground, because it felt like you were just constantly up against time and physics and what happens to these bodies when they're forced to play so many minutes throughout the entirety of a season, even if they're not injured, it's just the mileage on the bodies at the end of it. I don't know. I was left in a place where I think the Knicks could run it back and we could be easily looking at a situation where they're back at least in the Eastern Conference Finals next year with everything else going around the East.
Talking to Jessica Benson from the Jessica Benson Show, CJ Hurt on Grind City Media. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. All right, we're going to do a little, you know, a psychology word association game. I'm just going to say a couple of words, and if you would, I'd love to just get your initial reaction to those words that I say. All right?
Okay.
Kevin Durant.
Slim.
that's the end of the experiment. That's it.
Okay.
Because Kevin Durant apparently is having his asking price gradually lowered in the market, according to The Athletic. It doesn't really specify what the asks, you know, have been, but apparently the Suns are really hell-bent on regaining full control of their draft capital. So I ask you, I mean, I've obviously tinkered with the stupid trade machine. There's definitely a path to doing this. Is this a swing that you think is worth making?
I guess I said slim because I think of Slim Reaper, but you could say slim in opportunities for the Kevin Durant market. So it actually kind of worked out on the word association.
Yeah, you're right. You're very good at this game.
I continue to look at Kevin Durant as one of the greatest scorers that we have ever seen in the game. And I think inherently he makes you that he's just one of those great players. And I know injury history there and an aging body, and it feels like any season could be a ticking time bomb where you go in on a Kevin Durant and it bites you in the butt because that's when it ends for him. But right now I see him and there hasn't been much drop-off. And I'm inspired by Kevin Durant. And if your little trade machine could make the right thing work where it's not, you know, it's not going to be the same price or the same kind of bag that you're trying to give for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Those are different entities at this point. Giannis is in his prime.
Yep.
These are very different things to be discussing. But if you're looking at a damaged goods Kevin Durant, I think that's still a pretty darn good Kevin Durant.
Well, I already did the trade. You know, obviously it would have to involve Desmond Bane just because of the money, right? It would and the position. So it would have to involve Desmond Bane. The crux of it would be Bane and Brandon Clark, just because you got to match the money, obviously. And those feel like sort of the most obvious places to do that. You know, you got to throw in a pick, maybe two. But the good news, Jessica, is that it did result in seven fewer wins for the Grizzlies. So I'm in.
I think this is
a foolproof plan. Now
I see the vision.
I mean, honestly, I would do it. If this was something that the Suns were agreeable to, and I don't know that they will be or would be, I would do it because now kind of feels like the time. Now, that may be my opinion. The organization may have a totally different view in terms of we won 48 freaking games last year. That's, you know, four games back of the 2-seed. What are we talking about here? Like, we don't have to. But, you know, I do think the opportunity to, if you can, gamble on one of the greatest scorers of all time, you know, you should do it. If you got to have the best package. I don't know that they can or will. But I would at least explore, I guess, is where I would be. And that we know they have in the past.
Yeah. The interest has been there. We'll put it that way. We at least assume the interest has legitimately been there. And again, like, I think most teams probably have had legitimate interest in Kevin Durant. But then you also go about it the way of you don't want one of your opponents to get Kevin Durant and to get better. Like, what if it's the Houston Rockets who put up the package for Kevin Durant?
That's right. It's an arms race.
That doesn't make me feel all that inspired.
You're right.
that sometimes there's a little keep away action of it too.
Yeah.
It's intriguing. Everyone else is going to be focused on the Greek summer.
That's right.
But I'm still focused on KD.
And you already have written the love letter to him on this show, so it's perfect.
There we go. We're all back.
Jess, if you were Mike Vrabel, how close in the eye would you be keeping on this Stephon Diggs thing? Because what you don't want to do, right, if he's not going to be Stephon Diggs, who's a young man then, that helped Josh Allen grow, you really don't want him around or being a bad influence potentially around your young franchise QB. So how much attention and talking to him about this? Because him and Cardi continue, I mean, whether it's to make Offset feel a certain kind of way, whatever, I mean, they continue to be in the news. And so how much are you on this if you're Mike Vrabel?
I think you have to cautiously, you're being presented your first real personality challenge. And of course it comes from your wide receiver that you are now in New England and trying, but like, that's part of the reason they bring Vrabel in too, is it's trying to bring this serious nature back to Patriots culture. And so you have to take a stand, but at the end of the day, it's Stephon Diggs. And Stephon Diggs is going to be, for as long as he is in a relationship with Cardi B, there's going to be a potential for more situations. And listen, it doesn't even have to be attached to Cardi B. Like, he's an adult, he's a professional athlete, he has money of his own, and they can go out and do whatever they want with it. But I think if you're Mike Vrabel, you just have to figure out a way to make it not so public, right? Like, just have that conversation of, hey, what you do in your free time is in your free time. Obviously, first and foremost, my priority is making sure that you're the best version of yourself for this team. But at the bare minimum, you got to keep the distractions away as we go into another season. And if you're Stephon Diggs, hopefully you're receptive to it. Like, you're 30 years old. You've been around the block. You understand how this works.
I mean, you know, I often really always try to, you know, inspect my own priors and myself, you know, and as I talk, and you do a great job, I think, in some cases of keeping me honest. And I wanted to just sort of volunteer this. You know, last week on the show, when we were discussing this, I said for the women, it was fatherless activities that they were in this situation. But I never said that about Stephon Diggs. I never said that about him. What he was doing was not a fatherless activity. It was just normal. It was just accepted because he's a professional athlete. And I, even though you didn't say anything, I felt a little bit of guilt come over me. That you know, it shouldn't just be that way. It shouldn't just be fatherless activity for one party here. It should have been applied equally, and for that, I apologize.
Well, because we're doing this, can I call you out for another thing that you said yesterday that I just happened to catch?
Perfect. Thank you. Yes, let's do it. I'm glad at least you had the car. That's you know, you don't always have that.
This was my car. Yeah. So I'm just grateful. Every time I get in my car, I just, you know, thank the good Lord above that I still have my car in this situation.
Please,
and it's always, you know, tuned into 92.9 ESPN before. Sometimes I hook my phone up, but I usually see what you guys are chatting about. And you mentioned something along the lines of, you were talking about the Memphis Showboats, our poor Memphis Showboats, and you were asking if you'd rather go to a Memphis Showboats or watch a WNBA game. And you were implying you'd rather watch the Showboats.
No, I didn't. I said I'd go to a WNBA game. I said I would go to a WNBA game.
Okay. I get what you're saying. Well, regardless, I think having the
dichotomy.
WNBA in the same Showboats conversation.
You're right.
Is diabolical. I thought you were a girl dad, and I'm here to call you out.
No, you know what? It's crazy that you mentioned that, because I was like, man, that was like a very 2019 dichotomy there. Like, you know,
that was a pre Caitlin Clark in the league.
Yeah, like, you know, that was like, you know, back when WNBA was like really not a thing. You know, it's a thing now.
It's okay. We're working on this, and I want you to be a part of the solution as a father of a daughter. But I was dealing with this yesterday a little bit too, because I was talking about the New York Liberty absolutely like curb stomped the Connecticut Sun over the weekend and made 19 threes, and they're great and whatever. And it went back to the Knicks losing in game 6. And I think somebody tweeted along the lines of, it's now been, you know, since 2011 that New York has won a major sports championship. And, of course, the New York Liberty won the WNBA championship last year, and some people chimed in like, hey, let's not forget about the Liberty. And then there were a bunch of men on the internet saying, well, that's not a major sports championship. And I understand maybe that sentiment, like back in 2019, but I think we have to grow, and we now have to start having these inclusive conversations, because we are in a different era of the WNBA. So anyway, this is just me helping you all.
No. And I appreciate it.
Thank you for straightening him out.
It was a microaggression. That's what it was.
It was.
But again...
I said I'd rather go to a WNBA game. I did say that.
Okay, phew. I'm glad
but,
you can
But the point is that the WNBA should have never been in. It was like the insinuation, right? That
right.
A WNBA game is unserious, like the Showboats.
Yes.
Right, which
yeah,
is
exactly, which exactly. It, we don't want that word association isn't fair at this point.
That's right. That's a microaggression, and I got to take ownership of that. And I appreciate you bringing it up because it did enter my mind but I already said it. It was too late.
Thank you for this being a safe space.
You know, like that, like the guy that was driving Chris, like he might have regretted it, but it was already too late.
Maybe he drove it to the impound lot. Maybe it's in perfect condition.
It's very much. It's hey. Can't rule it out. Can't rule it out. Jessica, you're the best. Best of luck with your trip to the impound lot.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
She is Jessica Benson. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show. I respect how excited she is to go.
It's like a place, you know, few people have been. Some people go their whole lives.
They caught it a rite of passage.
They never go.
I think I went there one time. Like, isn't that where you would like look for parts sometimes? Would you?
I don't know if you look for parts.
I went to some place where it was like
they've been auctioned off.
Yeah, it was someplace I was like we were looking to see. Oh, they were looking for a part. I don't remember what the circumstances were, but
sounded like you were at a pull apart place.
That's what it was.
Junkyard pull apart.
Pull apart. Yep. You pay like a like upfront fee. You get to like
you were pulling something for the fusion.
It might have been, bro.
Mm-hmm. Now, go in there and get your own.
Hey, that's how you know you down diabolically when you go to the pull apart yard, bro.
Mm-hmm. You pull it auto parts. Yep.
That is crazy.
They said you went, and they're saying that you went to some sort of training. You're talking about microaggressions and everything. They seem like you did some reading or some training recently.
Exactly. It's our biases. I do all those trainings
good.
That we send immediately.
You
got to
watch the microaggressions.
Yeah,
right?
Man. No, it's true. Have you been on the pull apart yard?
No. Not in a while, yeah.
But you have been before.
Back in the day, yeah.
Right. When you're like looking for like a mirror or something.
When I was a young man, yep. Trying to replace that headlight.
I think I was looking for like an alternator. I think I was looking for like, why would you go there? You know what I mean?
Well, they sent the wrong man in there when they said sent you in there.
For facts. I don't know what they were expecting me to go out there and do. I don't even know what the hell I'm looking for.
Right.
Yeah. Man, that is crazy. That is crazy to actually pull apart. Oh, my God. That is too good. Anyway, good luck to Jessica. I don't have high hopes, but.
if they didn't scrape the, you know. Side swipe the side of the car.
There's gonna be some damage to that mug.
Probably on the inside. Might have some burns. I'm sure. Again, the person that stole it was probably smoking.
But it's like they always drive it recklessly. Like they hit stuff. Like,
but sounds like they would have had to broke the shaft. I mean, on it
for exactly.
to get through this thing. Exactly. The lock. So,
yes.
Expect to have to take that to the garage.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll figure out whether or not Grizz should trade for Kevin Durant. I can go through all the different trades I've made, and I can see if I can get you excited about it, about 36-year-old Kevin Durant. We'll do that and a lot more when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.